The best tea in the city.
Good morning. How are you doing? You good? I'm fabulous. Welcome to the show. Now, I want us to have this discussion, and the discussion is not necessarily to come to a conclusion. It's really more to reflect on you and how you make your decisions around love. And the fact that I said decision already, I'm pushing you towards your mind. But I want to focus on both these two balls called heart and mind. When it comes to love, which do you listen to? The heart or the mind? Because there is a constant battle between the heart and the mind, right? These two bulls, like I said, just won't let you rest. They just won't let up. Your heart will tell you the relationship is going to work. Oh, we are in love. The mind says, hey, run as fast and as far as you can. Or your mind will say, this is a perfect match. You are made for each other. But your mind will be like, what? And is. Then what do? Sometimes the mind and heart battle happens in the middle of a long relationship. Your heart says, I can't take this anymore. But your mind says, whoa. We made a commitment to make this work. How many times, let me ask you then, how many times have you followed your heart only to get hurt in the end? And how often have you decided on a relationship only for your heart not to join in? When it comes to love, which do you listen to? The heart or the mind? Can you love someone even though your mind says no? What happens when you ignore the mind and follow your heart? Hashtag, is love a mind or heart matter? As we sip the best tea in the city. We're talking about, is love a heart or a mind thing? Do you think the mind, to the mind actually, do you think to the mind love makes sense? Yeah? Do you? I love the fact that it is a complex question that, like I said, we don't have to come to a conclusion, but you wrestle with it. Linda Ngumalo RT, I choose to follow the mind because the heart is never satisfied. The emotions, they change every moment. Now, with the mind, it's a decision. And that's where tolerance comes from for your partner. And that's what he says. Do you agree? The annoying thing about the heart and the mind battle, and this battle is constant, by the way, is that we always feel the need to choose one over the other. It's like you can't just use one. You have to choose one over the other. And the heart, when it comes to love, always wins. But if the heart was always right, if the heart was like spot on when it comes to love, there wouldn't be so many heartbreaks. The mind, however, cares less about the romance and, you know, the fairy tale stuff. It just looks at the practical and the logical. And what's love without that, you know, the romance, the things that make your heart to skip a beat? When it comes to love, which one wins with you? Is it the heart or is it the mind? Hashtag, is love a mind or heart matter? Is love a mind or heart matter? Send me a voice note, 0636880959. 0636880959. I want to hear what you have to say.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
Before I give you the 3 teaspoons on this, to me, Maracula R, the day my heart was a GPS, I was doomed. Can the heart just be an organ and do its job? My heart has caused me too much heartache and sleepless nights. At the beginning, we used the brain, but somehow the heart overrides without the brain's permission. You're right. So there you go. Like I said, when it comes to love, the heart wins. here are the 3 teaspoons. These are the 3 teaspoons on why people follow their hearts. One, to avoid any regrets. When you follow your heart, you hope there will be no regrets, because you hope your heart will know and guide you in the right direction. But the mind will tell you, nudge, nudge, red flag. Two, why people follow their hearts? They believe the heart knows better. Yes, the heart knows better. The heart knows your needs. And your mind is on some, I know what you want. The heart also knows what will genuinely make you happy. And the mind also knows your weaknesses. The heart wants what is easy. And the heart thinks the mind complicates things. And the mind is like, no. I try to make things easy. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on why people follow their hearts, to stop overthinking. When you follow your heart, you hope to stop overthinking things. You want the heart to focus on the loving and the mind to deal with the everyday menial thinking. The way you think, you will be able to deal with the curveballs that life throws at you. That's the job for the mind. As long as your head over heels and your heart is happy. The question still remains, which one wins the battle when it comes to love, heart or mind? When it comes to love, which one is the ruler of your crawl between the two bulls called mind and heart?
If you want a heart attack, follow your heart.
Yeah.
But also, it's not love if your heart is not involved. I think there's always, if it's all about the mind, then you risk the chance of self-sabotaging everything, because you're just there and you're calculating everything. Everything should make sense. If it's with the heart, you know, you're in the moment, you're feeling it, because it's love, you know, it's matters of the heart.
And then you get bent.
And then you get, yeah, I mean, it should be, there should be a balance of the two. I don't know how, but there should be.
Yeah, but when do you use one and not the other, JJ?
When do you use one? When you use one, in the beginning, when you fall in love.
And that's when the heart.
That's when the heart is like, yes, I want to smile. And yeah. Then as time goes on and then the person starts irritating you, you're like, Ishmar, why did I fall in love in the first place? Let me ask my mind, then you remember. So just the mind memories.
So what makes the mind to overlook the red flags? Is it the heart?
Ace. Kinelu, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think the heart will always, the heart doesn't think. The heart is, yeah, there's no brain in your heart. Mm. So it's the mind that will show you that.
With you, of the two, which one is the strongest?
The mind. Because I'm an overthinker. So JJ? The mind.
The heart. Yeah, I'm more of an emotional thinker.
It's funny that we're not the same, isn't it?
No, yeah, we're not.
We're not.
Is love a mind or heart matter? Between mind and heart, where does love reside for you? How do you decide, even? Tash. It's good to see Tasha Maholani commenting on a Tuesday. When the heart and mind disagree, I listen to my private parts. How are Tash? Alright, they never lie. If the twitching feeling is there, I go for it. And the heart and mind, after one yana, they come to the party. Heart versus mind. Which one for you wins when it comes to love? Because you find yourself that you have gone via the CV. Say, abona, checklist, motoa pasa. Yeah? And then you're like, okay, we go with it. Then, but your heart says, the CV might be great, but no way, I ain't coming. Your heart says, this person gives me butterflies. I can't even stop thinking about them. And your mind says, no. Which are you going to listen to? 063-688-0959. That is the WhatsApp line. I'm also going to take your calls for last sip. However, I want you to tell me your own personal experiences. Has it happened that you made a love decision based on your heart and you got burned? Has it ever happened that you made a love decision based on your mind and you got burned? Tell me. Between men and women, who uses the mind more when it comes to love? And does that make them weak or strong?
Women use the mind more.
Yeah?
Women use the mind more.
You use the mind more or women use the mind more?
This is very polarizing, you know. Your question is very polarizing.
I know.
I would honestly say women use their minds more. Contextually, in terms of getting what we want. And who makes us, who is the weaker? I think neither.
You know,
why are you polarizing my thoughts?
You are giving me a right answer. I don't want the right answer. I'll give an example.
No, I'm giving you an honest answer because I think we are very manipulative.
I give you,
and that takes mind games and mind things to get what we want. We do things, Thabo. And sometimes you're unaware of the things that we do. From little things, like if you're watching a sports game and we're in the mood and we walk past just wearing the skindy you were referring to, and then we drop the remote, then I've got your attention.
Thank you.
If I want us to go on holiday, I'll make it seem like it's your idea. Honestly, so that's why I'm saying I'm not trying to like make it sound good or right, but I think we use the mind more, and hence we get accused of playing mind games more than we accuse you guys of playing mind games.
Does that make you weak or strong?
I that's why I'm saying it doesn't determine strength or weakness. It's just how you choose.
I think to a man's mind, as I'm listening to you,
yes,
that makes you very strong. Because we use our mind more in making decisions. We're very logical and practical. When it comes to matters of the heart, that's when we lose the game. Hence, we say, you're playing mind games.
But I think it could be also a weakness as well, because not having the strength to be transparent and honest and true with vulnerabilities. Because that's running away from vulnerability.
Yes.
And as much as we may accuse you guys of not allowing yourselves to be vulnerable, we know we can be, but we still can run away from it at times. So that's why I'm like, it's not necessarily a strength. It could be a weakness because it's a defense mechanism and a deterrent from the truth. So I wasn't trying to give you the right answer. I was just trying not to offend my ladies.
Which is fabulous.
And
that's what I love about such debatable topics.
Yeah.
Because half the time we hardly really sit back and say, wait a minute. Tabitha Sokwane, for instance, on said, when you start with the heart.
Yeah.
You fall in love and so on.
Yeah.
And
depending on where you are in your life.
Of course. So when the relationship is now long term, and she was using herself as an example.
For sure.
18 years later, you realize the mind is more
at
play or working more than the heart.
Yes.
Because then you're like, but the commitment here is
yes.
we have to make this thing work.
Yes.
And we have committed to each other
yes.
that we're going to make this thing work.
Yes.
And then the heart's like, yeah, Mara, I still need the flutter. Right? And the mind says, yeah, you will get it. We'll work towards it. But the bottom line is, destination, forever, that's where we're going.
I don't think it's as logical as that as well. I think sometimes the mind takes first place because it doesn't want the heart to get hurt.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's a survival mechanism as opposed to logically and maturely, this is where we are. Because you will... I've found... You know, where women say, when women had said to me in the past, count your battles, don't sweat the small stuff, and know what your breaking point is. And I found that incredibly psychologically manipulative, because that basically says, put your heart second.
Thank you.
And use your mind.
And
these are women telling me this.
Yeah. And some will even say, follow your heart. But you listen to that advice, it
yes.
really comes from the mind that it comes from the heart.
For sure. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not advocating that it's a strength, because I think a lot of the times it's a weakness and it's a defense mechanism. And we only use mechanisms to cope.
You know, you sound better on my show, right?
I know.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
Hello, Mr. T. It's Usi here from Edenville. So to comment on your topic for today, I'm going to read a scripture in Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. In the Message version, it says, So this is my prayer, that your love will flourish and that you will not only love much, but will learn to love appropriately. You need to use your head and test your feelings so that your love is sincere and intelligent. Thank you.
Tibo, stavaya ururata kapilu, whatever, I span. If it's an issue of conscious mind and the subconscious mind, you can only express what you have been taught growing up. So that's my take on this whole love. The conscious mind is forever changing.
Uncle T, I've always said Njolo is a possible investment. So now I was jollying, having fun, but I observed a lot of things. The red flags, the good flags, you know. So some people take that for granted and they just go in it with their heart and they ignore the mind, where the mind will guide the heart in most cases.
Tibos, Ufana, Devon. Mina, I go with the heart, because past relationships, I went for the mind, and forgetting that the mind is aligned with the eyes. And remember, they say looks can be deceiving, so I got hurt. So now I chose the heart, bro, because you'll never be disappointed, and I'm happy as I am.
Hi, guys. Yeah, the thing about heart and mind when it comes to love, I think the two should work together. And if they don't work together, then you are not at the right place. It shouldn't be a competition between the heart and the mind.
I would say I love with my mind a lot. And with my mind, I'm able to make decisions. With the heart, I am not sure. Because the heart changes, it's how it feels every 10 minutes. 1 minute I love him, 1 minute I hate him, 1 minute I want him here, 1 minute I don't want him here. So with my mind, I'm clear. I love that guy and I love him with all he has, and I see what is in there and what I can work with and what I cannot work with. A heart makes decisions within a pulse of, you know. So yeah, me in the love matters, I love with my mind. My mind makes sure, and I've lasted because I've used my mind more than I've used my heart.
Good morning, Prati. Love again to your pelo, Prati. Because you know, abo robile pelo, se ba tampile Prati ke ntho mrata. Ha, ja o jwe, tsa le stress ka 2 a.m. se rena le meeting. Kore o ka se roba lo roba ala Prati. Ntso na hanne motho fela. Ai ai, le rato ke ntho ya pelo. Ba itse ba re e tla o roba pelo. E ka se robe nqondo, e tla o roba pelo. Le rato le tla o roba pelo, e seng nqondo.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.